So this is a third or fourth films project we've done. We did the first one in Indianapolis, then we went to Chicago, then we went to the East Coast, to Baltimore. But then when we went down to the Southland, one thing that happened, they brought out one of those meter hymns. You familiar with those?
No, I'm not sure. Tell me what they are. Okay.
It's like, it's not too much instruments. It's just all vocals. And
oh, okay.
They
sing
stuff like,
Oh,
my. It's putting together. You know, it's like, whoa. And then there's a lead singer that'll come in. And so there's a lot of things in the South that probably you'll find when you come up towards the North.
Wow, that's interesting. Now, I noticed, I was listening to, is that Come Sing Unto the Lord?
Sing Unto the King?
Yeah, Sing Unto the King. That has sort of a Caribbean type flavor in it.
Yeah.
And it has a lot of energy. It seems like you were having fun. Were you having fun when you did that song?
Oh, yeah. I believe the Lord wants us to have fun when you play. The Bible talks about
okay, let's talk about some of those songs on the project. Here's one of my old favorites. Okay, Great Is Thy Faithfulness. Why we call it Great Is Thy Faithfulness?
That's one of my favorites too. Great Is Thy Faithfulness. It's one of those songs that
okay.
I finally got her to sing a song. She's my partner in ministry. She played for years. She played. But I got her to finally sing for
her. Okay.
One thing about that song also, Thomas Obadiah Chisholm, a lot of the films are born out of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Out of that's what people say.
Yeah.
But culture, language, and things,
Mr. Scott, when one listens to your project, what will he come away with? Separate being a pastor and then a recording artist slash a record executive, a record owner, record company owner. How do you wear all those hats?
Shout out to the audience here and thank you for supporting us. song, Bless Your Soul.
Amen. Thank you. Dr. Leonard Scott.